Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday the 13th of March. It's Sing Along a Friday. Only two songs that people can we can have, isn't there? REM have got it covered. Meet me in the crowd. People, throw your love around. Love me, take it into town. Happy, put it in the ground where the flowers grow. See, and if you don't like that one, and if we're into the world of doom, aren't we? Then we can go. REM have got it covered. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. There we go. That is it. That is Sing Along a Friday. We've got it all, haven't we? We've got it all for the coronavirus. We've got Shiny Happy People, Meet Me in the Crowd. That's the UK. And then we've got the end of the world as we know it. That's the orange buffoon across the sea. It's all getting out of hand, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It's what you remember, we'd never even heard of this until January. This Christmas time, we weren't even talking about it. We've never heard of it since January. All of a sudden, you got world experts in a very short space of time trying to deal with it. But we don't need them because we got Barry down the fucking pub who's the expert. It's always a Barry, isn't it? Don't listen to experts all of a sudden. Old Michael Gove, old fucking Bellend Gove, and all the Brexit bods back in 2016-17 when he was saying that. Don't listen to experts. I think people have had enough of experts. And now all they want to do is, we're not listening to the experts. Why aren't we listening to the experts? Old fucking Barry down the pub's an expert and gets himself on Twitter because he knows more than all these world doctors and this, that. People are trying to understand it and deal with it. But yes, Barry, and it's always a Barry. Barry's a fucking expert and has to go on Twitter and tell everyone what he knows best. And even, what's his name? Fucking Juggy is Lineker. Spouting what to do. Shut up, Gary. If the football is on, present your show. If not, sit at home in isolation with whatever fucking flavour Walker's crisps you like and fucking eat them. Yeah, I am sure that they will call Gary Lineker for his fucking viral expertise when they need it. You just got to sit and wait. Yeah, the truth is, we don't know what's going to happen. The two worst countries after China are Italy and South Korea. Italy's got a far higher death rate, so what are South Korea doing different? My solution, send everyone a Wigan. Get everyone into Wigan, give them a balm cake, because that fucking fecker will kill all known germs. Anybody eating a balm cake must be fucking immune to everything. But no, joking all the joking aside, I'm happy. I mean, it is worrying, of course it is, but I'm happy to listen and wait for the experts. As I say, I've been doing a short period of time, and that's what would have happened in the days pre-social media. Everybody's got, as I said yesterday, I'll have their opinion and tell you what to do. And with 24-hour news non-stop churning out drivel, the only person I would not listen to on this is that, well, Barry down the fucking pub and the orange buffoon, who he can't even understand what he's told, the gibbering fucking imbecile. But unless this is a sort of Dan Brown, Dante's Inferno type plot to curb the population of the world, and I'm sure there are people who've got conspiracy theories that think it's just that. I am happy to listen to the experts and accept that they may contradict each other. Because as I say, they've only been doing this for a very minute period of time in these things. And they're going to have differing views. So we'll wait. Who knows? Is banning stuff working? Is it not working? Nobody knows. It'll be one of those things. It'll be, I told you so. What we did was right. That's how this is going to go. Why people have to sit and make up and pretend they know about this shit just don't get it. For me, it makes some sort of sense to not have extreme measures yet if this is going to get worse, which it is predicted that we are a few weeks behind places like Italy, that if it's then going to get worse, introduce them at the peak of it being worse, because if you do it now, and it's, you know, well, not really much happening, then people get bored of that, don't they? And they'll, oh, well, I'm going to go out anyway. I've been in for 2 weeks or whatever it may be. You know, we've seen with football matches people gathering outside stadiums anyway, so just see what happens. I'm more than happy to wait and see. I'm trusting the fact that all these people, and as you know, I'm no fucking Boris fan, but all these people are being given information and are acting on it in the best interests of anybody, I say, unless it is some massive conspiracy Dan Brown novel. It does make some sort of sense to me, but we'll see what happens. What I will say, well, the old Champs League's just been postponed. Just seen that, Champs League postponed. That's because they knew once Spurs were out, it's a waste of time, isn't it? Pointless comp. End all the football. Just, we don't need it anyway. End all that. That's not important. I'll tell you what's important. If you're having a flipping takeaway, get a flipping order of Chinese. It can't give you the fucking virus, and the way those people are being treated around the world and in this country is a fucking disgrace. It's despicable. Fucking thick fucking wankers having a go at Chinese people. Like Americans who think that fucking Corona beer causes it. Fucking pricks. Honestly, it does my fucking brains in. Oh, Premier League's just come up. That's suspended. It's all ending. Fucking imbeciles. Have a heart. Order. Get on the phone. Number 32. Some prawn crackers and an egg fried rice. Off you go. Flipping. I can't be doing with shit like that. Fucking kids abusing Chinese people. And fuck off with your virus. Idiots. Right. That's that out the way. It's the end of the world as we know it. The REMC. They had it all covered. Right, what we got? I'm not going to do any football. I've processed the stuff, but as you can see, even as I'm speaking to you, games are being cancelled left, right and centre. I'm just going to wait and see what this afternoon brings and where we get to when kickoff times approach. So anyone trading and things, literally going to play it by ear. It may be that we have no football at all. See, they say in isolation, but I mean, I don't leave my house anyway. Us traders, we sit in our pants, flipping, eating Doritos, watching Cheltenham or doing the football, and they're taking it all away. And I can't go on holiday because flipping Mrs. Coronavirus in Malta. So anyway, joking aside, I'm going to wait and just see what happens with all that. We will see where it ends up. Be interesting to see how this pod comes out. Am I singing? I think that could be my new career. Right, where are we at? We have got to... hang on a minute. Made a mistake in that. I'll correct the trends PDF in a minute. Sorry. What have I got? I was going to say Ascot, and then I was going to say Aintree. I'm losing the plot. Perhaps I'm ill. Perhaps I've got this virus. We have got Cheltenham. Right, bad day yesterday. Flipping St. Calvados. What a shite ride, Gavin. I'm not one who blames jockey, but it was a shite ride by that, wasn't it? I thought that should have won that race, which would have made a big difference to the day. Sorry, I've got info coming at me everywhere. I'm like one of these news stations. I've got stuff coming at me everywhere. I'm trying to read and talk and do stuff at the same time. I've just got my flipping news sheets from Chrissy and everything all sorted, and then the flipping football gets called off. Right, where am I? Oh yeah, Cheltenham. Right, come on, let's get a flipping game plan here. Sorry about this. Let me have a look. Right, Cheltenham. Yeah, so bad day yesterday. St. Calvados, we did have simply the bets, and of course you think, oh, we should add more on that. But I go into the final day, a carpet up. So let's get it all in. Nothing inspirational in the first race. Goshen, as I've put on the blog, I've been told that jumps right and could end up in the Guinness tent. Did make me chuckle. But I like a couple in that, Solo and Aspire Tower. I like big prices in the 210. Could well be that the front runners, Sildenage, Saint-Roy in the market are well handicapped, but not for me. I'm going for the bigger prices. 250, top two in the betting, we'll battle that out. Like the Lost in Translation in the Gold Cup. It ran a stinker, I know, at Christmas, but many horses have bounced back, and I believe that this has a great chance today at a lovely price. So that is my bet for the biggie. Lost in Translation, I've got a little bit on Clan des Oboe, a little bit on Monoly. In fact, I've gone a few for Rachel today, but I feel like I'm stalking her, but no. Lost in Translation. Couple in the 410. 450, nothing inspirational, and then I like the way you're thinking in the last, which is going to be the get out of jail stakes, and we'll see where we end up. But disappointing. I'd like to have been ahead more yesterday. As I say, St. Calvados didn't quite do it, but it is what it is. Right, that's it from me. I would say, like the sing-along of Friday, motivation. Let's have a great day at Cheltenham. Let's have a great weekend. But it is all a bit damp squib with everything being cancelled. Particularly for those of us who are, you know, it consumes your life. But I will continue to process and do everything for whatever is on. I'm not sure we're going to have anything left by the end of today. But don't have nightmares. Don't panic. Don't listen to fucking imbeciles. Turn off social media. Wait for the experts to tell you what to do, and life will be fine. We will survive. It's going to be horrible. I'm well aware of that, and I'm well aware that people are going to lose lives and things. It looks like it's unavoidable, but panicking and offering your fucking view as a medical expert, fucking Google medical experts, isn't there? We've got more of them in the world than there. I say it to my missus when she says, oh, I'm not feeling well, starts Googling it. Go to the fucking doctor. Ring 111. Do whatever. Googling it all. Now we've got medical experts and conspiracy. Fuck off, honestly. Right. It's the end of the world as we know it. I'm leaving you all. Have a lovely day. I'll be back tomorrow. Take life easy. And I'll speak to you in the morning.